It is time on a Tuesday, straight up at 8, to get you to where you need to win.
That ain't my Twitter. That ain't my Twitter. On a Tuesday morning while you're on the move.
Here we go.
It's time to play a game that's just as smooth as the man, the myth, the legend. He was a hit with the ladies. Gather round, everyone. And because it ain't my Twitter. Because it ain't my Twitter.
That is. How you doing?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Twitter, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
And this pair of passes, if you can tell us, of the next three songs, which is not an actual Conway tune. And when it comes to Conway, he was a man of many things.
Oh, yeah.
He was a man of many facets, sides, shades of Twitty. But one of them was definitely a love for our country.
America.
That's right. A patriotic individual, and he celebrated it in many ways.
With many people.
Mm-hmm. In many short red, white, and blue American flag shorts. You can Google that picture on your own time, ladies and gentlemen, but it does exist. But one of these next three songs does not. Tell us, one, two, three of the following song options, which ain't, are Twitty. Song title.
Number one.
Star Spangled Heaven.
Star Spangled Heaven.
Star Spangled Heaven. Could have been talking about those shorts.
Number two.
Number two. God Bless America.
God Bless America.
Again.
Again. Again. Yes. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Again.
I know you're excited.
I am.
You were out yesterday. You're very excited about it, that ain't my Twitty today.
Mm-hmm.
God Bless America. Again.
Again. Pregnant pause.
Number two. Story number three.
Number three.
I pledge allegiance to you. I'm done.
I pledge allegiance to you. I'm done.
No pregnant pause. Unless he's pledging that severely. So there you go. Those are your three song options to choose from, all patriotic in nature. These are our contestants. Good morning. You're first up here. Who's this? Where are you?
This is the Marv Man down in Grandview. Woo-hoo.
What up?
Marvin.
Marvin. You are up
here.
How are we, Marvin in the Bury?
We are in Grandview.
Oh,
view.
You're in Grandview,
not in Bury.
Very nice. Sorry, I had the you're in the view, not the Bury. That's not my Bury.
We went to we have the view too.
What are you looking at right now?
My wonderful phone.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, but the view, my green pasture. Yes.
Aww. Green grass of home. That was a Conway song, but not eligible today. And that ain't my Twitty. You got big 4th of July plans there, Marvin?
We do. Just going to hang out with some friends and take it easy and stay out of the way.
Illegal fireworks?
We have lots and lots of those in the garage ready to go.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That thumb you were just staring at right there, you just
be careful.
Be careful. That big, beautiful thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask Chip, okay?
Well...
I don't know
if Chip listens anymore after last week.
Yeah, Chip.
Either which way. We were number one on this dial, but now we're number four, and that's all there is.
So. Stop it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Marvin, you're first up here, and that ain't my Twitty. What is your guess? Which ain't our song? One, two, or three?
You know, I believe number two is the second song,
God Bless America Again, you're saying, is not the Conway tune.
Again, yeah, I think the other two I've heard. But.
Okay, survey says.
And then God bless
it was a duet with Loretta and Conway, which is interesting because she sings the song. But he comes in and does narration.
I don't understand everything I read and hear about what's wrong with America.
Yeah. Thoughtful, deep thoughts.
When you don't have a lot of book learning. I guess there's a lot of things you don't understand.
Well, then I guess I'll have to hang up and try again another day.
Marvin knows how this goes. That is America right there. We love
That's
you, Marvin.
Grand.
All right, be safe.
All right, I love you guys. Thanks.
Be careful. Really, be careful.
All right, next up here. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Retired Ricky.
Well, by gosh, you're doing better there, cowboy. How are we, Retired Ricky?
I'm blessed, buddy. I'm blessed.
Got a lot of 4th of July plans?
Depends on how hot it is. Okay. I did hear something. I read something the other day that kind of hit home.
Yeah?
You're getting close to the time that some people, the last time they will only have 10 fingers.
Oh, boy.
Well, see. The last week, all of last week was just a public service announcement leading up to the 4th of July here on the show. That's what we're trying to do is help people. And Marvin helped you out. Number two is a Conway tune, Conway and Loretta tune. So one or three, Ricky, which ain't our Twitty?
I'm going to go with one.
One Star Spangled Heaven.
Number
Star Spangled Heaven. All right. So I pledge allegiance to you. Or Star Spangled Heaven. We got one button left. Let's hit it.
There's a Star Spangled Heaven for every soldier boy.
This is not what America was built on.
No.
Although the Try Can Do Spirit and Try Again is definitely things.
A plus for that, Retired Ricky.
So it's up there. It's out there right now. Hank fans, use the digits that you have to digit our digits.
Just call us.
816. Yeah. I should. Yeah. I thought we were done with the finger jokes, but and they're bringing it back.
Who's they?
The Hank fans. God bless them.
Some things never die, huh?
How do you think this show survived for 6 years? There it is. All right. Keep trying, brother.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
And you too. It's pretty much out there right now. One's a Conway song.
Mm-hmm.
Two's a Conway song.
Right.
Y'all do the math.
Call up and say hey to Hank.
But here we are. Play the theme again.
Because it ain't my Twitty.
No, it's the continuation of an epic edition.
Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty. How about that ain't my Twitty right now? Yes. Still with options left on the board. And for those passes to the American Performance Horsemen coming to Dickie's Arena, as previously stated. Yeah. Number one, Twitty song. Two, Twitty song.
Right.
So it leaves us with limited options, but tons of Hank fans trying in. And hey, hello, it's Hank. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Rachel, and I'm in Crum.
Crum, Hank hometown. Got big 4th of July plans?
We do. We're going up to Broken Bow.
Oh.
Very nice. Little family getaway.
Little nature on.
Are you taking the family with you, or are you just getting away?
It's just me and my boyfriend.
Oh,
they're so in love. Do you light the campfire there, Rachel?
Oh, most definitely.
Really? See? Are you taking your car?
Everybody's doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. This sounds familiar.
Very good.
Yes. How long have you guys been together, Rachel?
Okay.
A little over a year.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Playing.
Do you think he's the one? You got your eye on him?
Wow.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Wow.
What's his name?
Cody.
Cody and Rachel.
That's beautiful. Right,
let's get on it, Cody.
Cabin out there.
Ooh, I wonder what's going on.
That's how horror movies start.
No,
I'm kidding. Well, very good. She's got the fireworks scheduled right here, and we've probably got you lined up here to light the fuse on the final option for That Ain't My Twitty today. As we said, one, Twitty tune. Two, Twitty tune. Which ain't our Twitty today, Rachel?
Number three.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Atta girl.
I pledge allegiance to you, not a Conway tune. Although he did pledge his love a bunch.
Yes.
A lot. In fact, there's a whole subdivision of his catalog that's about that.
Was it love? Or was it?
Oh, well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Cody. But there it is. You've got it. You're going to the American Performance Horseman.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
In this special two-part patriotic edition of a That Ain't My Twitty. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
I want to hear what happens after Rachel's trip.
I don't think we can.
Come on.
It's a family show.
Come on. Step up, Cody. Let's go.
Fireworks are scheduled for 4th of July.
Thank you so much.